a great game, man. It's a good team over here. You gotta play the game clean. We had the one miscue, but you gotta play well to beat that team. And it's just, they're pitching. You know, they got some really good arms. So you gotta fight for every run. I thought Sale was outstanding again. It's a shame he didn't get the W there, but I thought he threw great. Looked really good. Bullpen did a really nice job. Didi, Karinchak coming in there and going 1-2-3 in the eighth was huge, because I wasn't necessarily wanting to chase with Dylan Lee today just because of his overall workload. But once we got to the ninth and we were still down one and it was a left-handed inning, I wanted to use Dylan there. We had the top of the order coming up. I felt like we had a shot. We kept it to one. And, Ozzy was huge today. He gets rolling right-handed. He's as good as anybody. So, that's another good win, another good team win. It seems like it's somebody new virtually every day. And, it's a good series to win.
When Ozzy made contact right there at that walk-off, did you feel like, A, it had enough distance, and B, it was going to be able to stay fairly?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. It's short down there in that right field corner.
Yeah.
When it jets out there, but I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of balls this year that I thought were way out that didn't get to the track, and vice versa. So you just never know. But Ozzy, I think he backspun both of those balls enough to get him over the wall.
What have you seen from his
support today?
Yeah, I like Joey. I like his presence. there's good communication in between innings. I thought he took some really nice passes at the ball. He just missed a couple balls. He's got big power. He's certainly a threat, especially against left-handed pitching. But I like the presence, man. I like the way he looks back there and the way he operates.
Ozzy's, the last couple of seasons, a bit of a roller coaster at times, dealt with some injuries. Just how nice to just see him, let alone just be healthy, but also just be able to have these big moments.
He's been a great player here for a long time, and he's dealt with some injuries, and you go down the line, man, guys that have dealt with injuries and missed a lot of time, it's difficult. So he's been battling that the last couple of years, and he's healthy now. And it's nice we got some really good left-handed hitters that I could sandwich him in between, and he continues to get a lot of right-handed at bats because they're going to bring in the lefties against those guys, and he's a big-time threat right-handed. So Ozzy's having a heck of a year for us.
Their starter retires first 12 batters he faces. There's Ozzy, man. I mean, it kind of seems like something you expect from a veteran like him, and then he does that and goes on, wins the game.
Yeah, like I said, it seems like it's a different guy or two virtually every night. But Harrison, man, he's that may be one of the better 1-2 punches in the league. Between Mizrowski and Harrison, we had to face them both, so it's a rough ride. But really like the way we played the last couple of days and the way we responded to a really tough week, that sticks out to me more than anything.
What about your 25th come from behind win, second only in Diamondbacks by one game? What does that mean to this team's maybe always in it, never say die until the end?
Yeah. I talked about a few times this year where when you have good years, you have to win games like that, to have good seasons. And you get to September and you're having a really good year. You look back and you remember the games like this where, you might have stole a few games where you were behind and had some amazing wins. We've had several of them already this year. And again, I think that's one of the things it takes to have a really good year. You got to win games like this that you weren't supposed to win.
While Ozzie said this is a top two most special team that he's been on here, the other being the championship team, I'm not going to ask you if you feel that same way, but what does it mean to have one of your longtime veterans have that feeling and that level of confidence?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, that's coming from a pretty good source right there. He's been here through it all. I've been here, this is my ninth year, and Ozzie's been here longer than that. You know, so he's seen it all, and that's a strong statement. We've had some really good teams here, but I would tend to agree with him. You know, from where I sit, it's a special group in a lot of ways. I think how we've responded the last couple of days to a really difficult week speaks volumes about what this group is made of. And even over the course of this season, anytime we've had a tough loss, an ugly loss, we almost always come right back and win and turn it around right away. And you have to do that to have good years. You got to stay away from those long droughts, you know, and we just went through one, and those are inevitable. If the good teams didn't have bad stretches, teams would win 120 games every year, and no one's ever done that. So even the best teams have tough stretches. And you know, I just love the way that we've responded to our tough stretch.
We made such a big deal out of the clubhouse mix in the second half of 21. Would you say this is comparable in some ways, the mix of guys you have?
Yes, and look, it's always different. It's a different group of guys, you know. It's different personnel, so it's tough comparing those types of things. But as far as, you know, all things being equal, the culture in there, it's really good. And I think we're at the point where, you know, these guys, they don't want to let each other down, you know. So they play the game hard. They play the game right. And I told them that's the highest level of accountability, is when we don't want to let each other down. And I think there's a lot of that going on right now.
Anything else, Roel? All right.
Thank you. Thank you.